Listen to a podcast on cyberbullying.
Many people ask me what can stop cyberbullying. This question is not easy to answer. There are so many forms of cyberbullying and so many reasons why people bully or are bullied. We asked more than 5,700 middle and high school students from around the United States what worked for them when they were cyberbullied themselves. First, there is blocking. Most people said they usually block the person doing the bullying. Cyberbullies are often worried about being reported because they could be banned from the social network, so they stop the bullying. If you block an offender, you should take screenshots of the mean messages and show them to a parent or a teacher. Second, there is ignoring. Many people also told us that they simply ignored it altogether. Often the bullying stops then. Some offenders get bored when nobody reacts. They enjoy seeing people's reactions, and so stop sending messages if there aren't any. Third, there is reporting. About half of the students said that they report cyberbullying experiences to their parents. Parents are there to listen to your problems and to discuss with you what you could do. Keeping problems like cyberbullying to oneself often makes people feel sad and lonely. Some parents even talked to the parents of the bullies, and that worked. Finally, there is taking a break. Many students told us that they took a short break from social media or closed their account altogether. It is important that you decide for yourself that you really want to do that. You shouldn't have to give up something you like only because someone else is mean to you. Now, before we end today's program, one or two words to all the adults out there. Discuss cyberbullying and what to do about it with the young people around you. Make sure that they know what to do if they come across cyberbullying in their lives. Talk about our ideas and about what has worked for other teens.